The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time is 5:32. We're at 46 degrees. I'm Jay Caldwell. Weather today should see a high of 73, mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'll have details in the weather forecast following WJON News. News is brought to you by Rejuve Medical and Trout Companies. The Mille Lacs County Sheriff's Office and the State Fire Marshal are investigating a fatal house explosion in Princeton yesterday morning. Chief Deputy Sheriff Aaron Evenson says they received multiple 911 calls just before 4 a.m. of a possible explosion in the 8200 block of 85th Avenue. Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene to find a single-family home that appeared to have exploded with a large debris field that was partially on fire. A search of the debris field turned up two victims, 60-year-old Royce Krieger Jr. and his wife, 61-year-old Catherine Krieger. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. The sheriff's office says a family dog was also found dead in the debris. The state fire marshal is on scene investigating to determine the cause of the explosion. Difficult decisions are on the horizon at St. Cloud State University. SCSU is facing a $5 million budget deficit in fiscal year 2024 after posting an $18 million deficit in fiscal 2023. Acting President Larry Lee has prepared a plan to balance the budget and is currently in negotiations with the faculty. The plan centers SCSU around the 90 strongest academic programs, proposing to cut 46 major programs and 50 minor programs. In addition, a 13% faculty reduction will be matched with a 13% administrative reduction. Lee says he's confident the changes will make SCSU competitive for years to come.
We've been delivering exceptional experiences for 155 years, and it is through the process of readjustment and realignment and adaptation to students' current needs that we will ensure that we are delivering the same exceptional experiences 155 years from now.
A list of the program cuts is available on our website at WJON.com. As road construction continues to ramp up, another project gets underway on Monday that will prompt a lengthy detour for drivers who use that corridor. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is resurfacing Highway 23 between Malacca and Oglevie. The project includes other improvements like new shoulders and underground drainage structures. The 12-mile stretch will be done in two phases. The first phase will be from Bach to Oglevie and will close the roadway until late June. Drivers will be rerouted via Mille Lacs County Road 24 to Kennebec County Road 26 to Highway 47. The second phase will be from early July to late August. The detour will be via Mille Lacs County Road 2 to County Road 4 to County Road 1. Access will remain open to local traffic only. The entire project will be from 105th Avenue in Malacca to the Groundhouse River east of Oglevie and is scheduled to be completed in late October. Stearns Electric Association has broken ground on a brand new facility. They're replacing its current 54-year-old operations center and headquarters with an 89,000-square-foot building and a larger pole yard. The facility will be located just west of Stearns Electric's current headquarters along Interstate 94 in Melrose. The new facility will feature larger garages, an enhanced mechanical shop, meeting areas, and storage spaces. The projected cost for the project is $21.5 million and is expected to be completed in late summer or early fall next year. The Stearns Electric branch office in St. Joseph will not be affected by this project. The longtime mayor of St. Joseph is calling it a career. Rick Schultz has announced he is not seeking re-election this year. He says he's watched the town grow quite a bit over the last 14 years as mayor, and he's not sure there's much more for him to do.
It's in a really good position. Industry, commercial, business, everybody's really working together well. And it's just time for somebody else to take the reins. Somebody else can take this to the next level.
Schultz says being mayor has been the most rewarding position he's ever had.
There's no one particular thing that I can say, this is, my footprint or what I can stand on. There's just an awful lot of good things.
Schultz will finish out his seventh term as mayor this year, and the new mayor will be sworn in early January. The candidate filing period begins on July 30th. Last month, St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleist announced that he is not seeking re-election after nearly 20 years on the job. It's Christmas for anglers on Saturday, Minnesota's fishing opener. DNR Conservation Officer Mike Lurchin says the opener is a true Minnesota tradition.
Experienced anglers play a key role in passing on that tradition, making sure that the resources are around for future generations. And one key way to do that is by taking a kid fishing.
Lake City is home to this year's governor's fishing opener. A new Minnesota coalition is urging the fishing tackle companies to stop making lead jigs, lures, and other products. John Mobeck of the National Loon Center says lead is threatening our water resources and wildlife.
And lead in tackle, which can be consumed by loons through a variety of ways, is lethal for loons. It's similarly so for swans. It's just a really bad thing to have in the food chain.
The Lindy Tackle Company signed a pledge to phase out manufacturing of lead products over the next 3 years. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says an estimated 25% of adult common loon deaths are due to lead poisoning. The second in a series of movie screenings centered around dementia is coming up on Thursday. Memories for Life, Reversing Alzheimer's will be shown at the Sauk Rapids Rice Middle School starting at 5 p.m. The film covers the first Alzheimer's patients who are reversing cognitive decline by following a new therapy. The event starts with refreshments at 5 p.m. with the show at 6 p.m., followed by a panel discussion. The film will also be available by Zoom for those unable to attend in person. The film is free, but pre-registration is required. For more information and the link to register, find this story online at WJON.com. Just in time for Mother's Day, the Foley High School greenhouse class will hold their greenhouse sale this Thursday and Friday. Organizers say there is a variety of plants available, from hanging baskets to tomatoes and peppers. The students have grown the plants as part of their classroom work, and the plant sale is an annual project. The sale is Thursday from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Friday from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. When the plants are gone. The sale is at the Foley High School greenhouse near the football field. WJON News Time is 5:39. It's 46 degrees. News is brought to you by Rejuve Medical and Trout Companies. Weather forecast is coming up next. WJON Radar Weather. WJON weather forecast for St. Cloud and for St. Joseph. High today of 73, mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, low 44, mainly cloudy. Northeast winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high 62, blend of clouds and sunshine. Northeast winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Friday, high 70, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms are a possibility late. Saturday, high of 70 with partly cloudy skies. 74 on Sunday, partly cloudy, slight chance for scattered storms. Monday, high 72, mainly clear. And then 73, partly cloudy on Tuesday. Right now, 46 degrees at WJON. The official high at the St. Cloud Airport yesterday was 69, low was 53. We had 1/16 of an inch of rainfall yesterday. The average high temperature for this date is 65. Average low is 42. Record high temps at a 1985 of 85. Record lows at a 1945 of 23. Right now, 46 at WJON. Time for a better life.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.